Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, my name is Chalene Johnson. Welcome to The Chalene Show, where today I'm going to share with you what I eat in a week, my favorite go-to recipes, and kind of how I phase my diet right now. Oh, and by the way, we will be talking about macros, calories, and cheat meals. Stay tuned. First, I have to say, this is perhaps the number one requested that I get. People are always saying, will you please share with us what you eat in a day? I'm not a fan of the what I eat in a day videos because I think they can be very triggering for some people. And I also think that how one person eats isn't how everybody else needs to eat. So that's why I've decided today to share with you what I eat in a week and some of my favorite recipes. Keep in mind, I'm not a registered dietitian. We don't have the same nutritional needs, but I am going to give you some, I think, great ideas on how you can add more protein to your diet. So if you're new to The Chalene Show, you may not know that in the course of the last year, I've lost 10 pounds and 10% body fat during a period of a woman's life, menopause, which many believe it's almost impossible to drop body fat. And I did so without dieting, but for sure, I phased my diet. So I made some dietary changes, and I'm going to share those with you today. I'm going to break down how I start my day. I'm going to break down my favorite breakfast, lunch, dinner, some of the snacks that I absolutely am obsessed with. I'm also going to share with you what I eat when we go out to dinner. And we go out to dinner a lot, like 3 to 4 times a week. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're looking for like some great, like family-friendly recipes and like a cooking show, yeah, I'm not your girl. So in full transparency, I am horrible in the kitchen. So if I'm eating a home-cooked meal, like right now, my husband is in the kitchen cooking dinner. He's the chef. Your girl, however, is fantastic at putting things in bowls. Like, so I'm going to share with you in this particular episode, how I feed myself when my chef is unavailable. Because sometimes we just have to make do. Sometimes we have to find a way to look forward to our meals, even when our culinary skills have much to be desired, which is putting it nicely. Listen, nobody wants to have an embarrassing BO moment. Like, oh, nothing is worse than that. And sometimes if your nose doesn't work that well, or you're just like used to your own scent, I mean, do you even know if you are the smelly one? Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about that. What makes Lumi so powerful, the reason why it works, is because of their use of mandelic acid. It's used to control odor, and it will control odor up to 72 hours anywhere, like your feet, your underarms, any place where moisture hangs out, if you know what I'm talking about. In fact, it was because of this OBGYN's experience with their clients, and their clients were like concerned about whatever, you know, having odor in those areas, between the butt cheeks, you know, between the thighs, all those areas. So fast forward 6 years, and this female OBGYN created this whole body deodorant that's now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews. We love a whole body deodorant, especially one that is baking soda free, paraben free, pH balanced, so it's safe to use anywhere on your body. So you definitely want to check out the Lumi Starter Pack. I highly recommend the Starter Pack because, I don't know, you kind of have to figure out, do you want to use a solid stick? How do you feel about doing a cream deodorant? Because that's kind of a new way of putting on deodorant, like almost like a lotion, if you will. So when you get the Starter Pack, you get all of those things in a little mini body wash, plus their deodorant wipes, and shipping is free. As a special offer for listeners of The Chalene Show, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive link and code, which you can find below in our show notes, but it's really easy to remember. You're going to get 40% off plus their starter pack. Use code Chalene when you go to LumiDeodorant.com. Again, use code Chalene. That gets you your 15% off plus all the goodies. Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Use code Chalene. All right, back to the show. First, I want to break down some of the general principles that I'm using right now as I phase my diet. And this just kind of helps you to understand the approach that works for me. But again, I want to reiterate, like, this is how I'm phasing my diet right now. That's not to say it's ideal for you. Right now, I'm following some really basic principles. And I want to say this, rules are for fools. That's how I feel about it. Like, I am no longer the kind of person who needs like a very structured rule, like here's what I must do every day for every meal. You must get in 5 servings of I can't do it anymore. That does not work for me, although it may work for you. I don't like food rules. I don't like diets. I have a diet and I believe in structure, but for me personally, the more dogmatic the rules, the less healthy it is for me. So I try to start most meals with a healthy protein. And by healthy, I mean, I'm talking, you know, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. I'm talking things that are as least processed as possible. However, I am a recovered orthorexic, which means, well, let me give you the definition of orthorexia before we go much further. Orthorexia is defined as an obsession with proper or healthy eating, characterized by a fixation on the quality rather than the quantity of food. It often leads to extreme behaviors like cutting out food groups and avoiding certain ingredients. And your girl was once there. Like, I used to let it control my thoughts. And it would seem that like focusing on healthy ingredients is a good thing. And it is a healthy thing if it's healthy for you. But I think you know that it's gone to a place where it's no longer healthy when it's controlling your ability to enjoy social interactions, when you forget that moderation's okay, when you're so consumed with the ingredients or having control and knowing absolutely everything that's going into your food that you no longer can enjoy your food. And so today, like, if I'm going to a restaurant and I'm not going to ask a chef what oils they cook with, you know, I live in moderation today. I believe that the other lifestyle choices that I make balance out some of the perhaps less than healthy things that I end up consuming. But I enjoy my life. I'm healthier today than I was when I was obsessed with healthy ingredients. So again, I try to start every meal with a healthy protein. Then my next focus is fiber. I want to get in more fiber. And this is especially important for menopausal and perimenopausal women. So basically any woman over age like 35 should really think about like, how can I get more fiber into my diet? And this is important because number one, it helps with gut diversity. Number two, it helps with metabolic flexibility. Number three, it helps with regulating our blood glucose levels. And this is especially important for women who are struggling with hormonal weight gain. Oftentimes, we don't even realize that our food choices impact our gut health. They impact the way that our bodies store fat, regulate insulin, and rev up our metabolism. I also like fiber because it helps us to feel fuller longer, as does protein. I mean, think about it. If you were to consume 1,000 calories of soda, which isn't that hard to do, like one of those big giant, like big gulp things, versus 1,000 calories of chicken, you would be so full eating 1,000 calories worth of chicken versus drinking 1,000 calories worth of soda. You would just have to run to the bathroom, but you wouldn't be full and you wouldn't be satisfied. There's a big difference between how calories from protein and calories from fiber make us feel versus calories from empty carbohydrates. And the final principle that I keep in mind each day is the timing of my meals. I currently practice what I like to call a very loose approach to menopausal intermittent fasting. More on that later. Hey, this episode of The Chalene Show is sponsored by Mosh, M-O-S-H. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son Patrick Schwarzenegger with one simple mission, to create a conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. You might know this. Maria's father had Alzheimer's just like Bob. And since then, she and her son Patrick have dedicated themselves to finding ways to help other families dealing with this debilitating disease. So they joined forces with the world's top scientists and functional nutritionists to kind of go beyond what you normally would find in a protein bar. So they've got 6 amazing flavors. They're in my fridge right now. They've got 12 grams of protein. And what I love about them are the ingredients, like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. They also now have a line of plant-based protein bars in 3 delicious flavors. But can I tell you my favorite part about Mosh? They donate a portion of all their proceeds to fund gender-based brain health research. And you might go like, why is it gender-based? Well, because 2/3 of all Alzheimer's patients are women. And Mosh wants to close the gap. And frankly, I'm here for it. If Mosh wants to help close the gap in the research that's available for women, I couldn't be more excited. So if you want to find a way to give back to others and to fuel your body and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to MoshLife, MOSHLIFE.com/Shalene. That'll get you 20% off plus free shipping on either their best sellers trial pack, or you can also apply that to their plant-based trial pack. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping on either their bestsellers or their plant-based. It's Mosh, MOSHLIFE.com/Shalene. I start my day with what I like to call my vitamin mix. So in my water, I mix collagen, creatine, my brain supplements, my immunity supplements, and my magnesium. Now, I've done a previous episode where I broke down all of the supplements that I take, why I take them. Again, that's not to say that you need to take all the supplements that I take, but this is the first thing that I consume each day, and this technically is what I use to break my fast. And by fasting, I mean I've gone through the night, or since my last meal the day before, through the night, and now typically this is going to be the first calories that I have typically in the morning. Now, to talk about intermittent fasting, for myself personally, I am practicing intermittent fasting right now, but in a very loose way. And here's what I mean by that. I generally stop eating around, say, 8 o'clock each night, and then I don't have my first meal until like 2 to 3 hours after I've woken up. Sometimes it might be even 4 hours after I wake up. When I say loosely, I don't set a time and I don't fast for a certain number of hours. I fast as long as feels natural and comfortable for me. I no longer prescribe to the belief that, like, okay, if it's, you know, 12 o'clock and I'm starving, I don't get to eat until it's 12:30 because not enough time has passed. Like, if I'm hungry, I eat. And a lot of times people will ask, well, you know, how many hours should I fast in order for my body to create autophagy? You know, there's still a lot of research that we need to human trials that we need to have with regard to autophagy. And autophagy is amazing for longevity. I also believe that intermittent fasting is really important, especially for menopausal women. Ideally, we want to give our body time to rest without food. You know, we really weren't designed to be eating 17, 18 hours a day. So by limiting the window in which I eat, I've noticed it's so much easier. I've got so much more energy that way. I don't think about it. It's not a strict rule for me. Again, I go based on how I feel. And some days I wake up really early and I'm just not hungry until almost lunchtime. And there are other days when I wake up and I wake up hungry, so I eat. And when I say eat, I mean like eat a meal. But every day within like 2 to 3 hours after waking up, I am breaking my fast technically with this mix that I put all of my supplements into my water. And I personally do this because, you know, it's like pill fatigue. Like, you get sick of taking like all these supplements in pill form. So a lot of my favorite supplements, those companies manufacture them in a powder form too. And I just find it delicious and it helps me to stay hydrated. And staying hydrated is a really big part of my day. I drink so many bottles of water because we know that chronic dehydration leads to bloating. It leads to improper storage of body fat. Like, our bodies feel like we're under attack when we are dehydrated. So get in the habit of walking around with your water bottle. And of course, like, breakfast is great for dinner too. Like, dinner's great for breakfast. Like, you can have chicken and rice for breakfast if you want, or you could have eggs and avocado for dinner. Like, who says we have to eat certain foods at certain times? Although I do find that I always crave eggs in the morning. Now let me share with you some of my favorite ways to get a lot of protein in by putting a bunch of my favorite things into a bowl, because your girl is a mixologist. Do you remember the big salad episodes from Seinfeld? Well, that is a staple in my diet every week, multiple times per week. And one thing I love to do is make a big salad with other people. So whether my kids are visiting or a couple of my girlfriends, or it's myself and Brett and Jess and we're all in the kitchen, this is something I love to do with a group. So you just pull out a couple of chopping boards, you pull everything out of your fridge that is a veggie or a fruit or can be thrown in a salad. And I bought this like really cool salad chopper slicer machine that I found on TikTok. It actually works. I'm not sure how long it will last, but I just chop up everything I have. Cucumbers, a variety of mixed greens, red bell peppers, tomatoes, You can throw fruit in there or crackers. I mean, just everything that sounds delicious in a salad. My thing is, I love things to be finely chopped. It's just a great way to connect in the kitchen. It actually starts your digestive process. If you are chopping and prepping your food, your body starts to get your digestive juices flowing. So you're going to digest your food even better. This is lots of protein. It's lots of fiber. It's lots of greens. It's all unprocessed for the most part. And I just think if you've got pre-cooked chicken on hand or pre-cooked steak on hand, you're golden. It takes no time. It tastes delicious. And you don't even have to use dressing. A lot of times I will either just smash up an avocado, which is very high in fiber. That's also considered a fruit. Or I will mix in some hummus. Oh my gosh, hummus in a salad, so good. It's really about getting your salad wet, which you can do with tomatoes, hummus, avocado, extra virgin olive oil. You don't always have to go just to a dressing, but of course you can if you prefer. This one has about 38 grams of protein, about 280 calories. For this one, I start with about, I don't know, a cup and a half maybe of Greek yogurt. Now, you could mix real peanut butter with this or almond butter if you want. Today, I'm using powdered peanut butter, and I like to mix it with some water so it's a little bit more of a, almost a syrupy consistency. I really prefer for all of my meals to feel like they are dessert. So, of course, I add stevia. Then, I don't know, a handful of berries. I went with blueberries today, but I love raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. Some form of berries on top makes us taste like a PB&J. And when I'm feeling really sassy, I add Cocoa Whip, mix that in, and then throw some of this Catalina Crunch keto-friendly Honey Graham cereal on top, and it will add 11 grams of protein. Okay, you're gonna freaking love this one if you like pumpkin pie and you have a sweet tooth. So remember, I don't measure anything, but this one is approximately 40 grams of protein and about 350 calories. First, we're gonna spoon in about 3/4 cup of the Greek yogurt. Then we're gonna mix in about 3/4 cup of the cottage cheese. Then you wanna stir in about, 3 giant tablespoons of the organic pumpkin puree. Then about 2 tablespoons of Cocoa Whip, which is so delicious, so yummy, made from coconut milk. Then depending on how sweet you want it, you can add packs of stevia or whatever sweetener you're comfortable with. If you've got some on hand, some pumpkin pie spice really just takes us to the next level. And of course, we mix it all together and top it off with some Lily's milk chocolate chips. Okay, this one is like an egg salad sandwich, but I like to eat it with crackers. I'm super lazy, so I buy my organic hard-boiled eggs already hard-boiled for me. Then I take 2 whole eggs and 4 egg whites. Then I just kind of dice them all up. Add a tablespoon of this Primal Kitchen mayo. It is so yummy. But for extra added protein, I add some Greek yogurt. And you just stir it all together. You add some salt and pepper. I try to get in greens at every single meal, so I'm going to add some spinach diced up into this mixture. Sometimes I will eat it on toasted Ezekiel bread, but today I'm having my Mary's Gone crackers and just kind of dipping it in. And oh, I just love to dip crackers into things. Are you with me? This one is 42 grams of protein, 450 calories, and about 5 grams of fiber. All right, I start this one off with skipjack wild-caught tuna. I mix in like a tablespoon, sometimes a teaspoon of the Primal mayo, but the real protein hack is to add Greek yogurt. I just eyeball it. I don't measure anything, but this is about 2 tablespoons, I think, of Greek yogurt. Mix that all together, then you add some salt and pepper. But then add sweet pickle relish, and it's like taking it to the next freaking level. Then I toast up 2 pieces of Ezekiel bread, lay down a little bed of spinach, plop my tuna fish right on top, and voila. We love to make these chicken tacos. You can make them as chicken tacos. You can make them as breakfast tacos. The brand that we love is called Siete. We buy their almond flour tortillas. You just warm them up a little bit in the skillet, and then you can scramble up some eggs, maybe brown some ground turkey. You throw that together with some greens, a little bit of salsa, maybe a little bit of cheese. Oh my gosh, these are so good, and they're so easy. It takes like 5 minutes, and they're delicious. Super high in protein. They have a little bit of crunch. They work for lunch, dinner, breakfast, you name it. Okay, so this one, I start with cauliflower rice, and they've got this really yummy one at Sprouts that's like flavored with pesto. So I start with that, and I think it makes like 2 servings. So I take like half the servings, and then I use pre-cooked chicken. This bowl is definitely Mediterranean inspired, so we're gonna add some feta cheese. I don't know, like probably 2 teaspoons, and then I'm gonna add a bunch of black olives, yum. Then I do a half of avocado. I squeeze in a bunch of lime. And then just mix it all together. You cannot even believe how good this is. And it's you just throw it in a bowl. I mean, bam. And anytime you add chicken to a meal, you're going to get extra protein. So this one's probably like 35 grams of protein and under 300 calories. I'm going to start with Banza protein pasta, and you're going to have to boil that, and you're going to have to watch it, okay? And I didn't. And see, and this is why I shouldn't cook anything. I can't even make pasta. But anyways, I did, and this makes four servings. We're going to make a little casserole that basically serves two people, or two servings. So I'm taking half the pasta, the other half I'll just set it aside for later. I put 4 ounces of lean ground turkey in a skillet, browned it up. I'm going to throw that on top of the pasta. I'm going to throw my tomatoes on top of the pasta. I'm going to mix my tomato paste into the pasta. You thought I forgot my greens. Absolutely not. So then I dice up a bunch of spinach, which is my favorite. Throw that in there. I did some 3 Italian cheese. I don't know. What is that, like a half a cup? Put that in there, mix it in, put a little bit on top, threw it in the oven at 350, and you've got to stay in the kitchen so that it doesn't burn up. It was probably in there for like 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Keep your eye on it. Dude, this one has 46 grams of protein, about 550 calories. All I know is I should probably open up an Italian restaurant. I would say 1 to 2 nights a week, we have a delicious either filet mignon or just a really great piece of red meat. I know some of you are vegan, so I do apologize, but we always do grass-fed, grass-finished with a vegetable. Brett loves broccoli. I hate broccoli. I love spinach. I literally cannot get enough spinach sauteed in lemon. But in addition to that, I like asparagus. I love a purple potato. I love sweet potatoes. And I even love and eat French fries on the regular. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but like, you know, you manage your energy. And if you're eating a lot of protein first and making sure you get your greens and your proteins first, then you won't be as likely to overdo it when it comes to your starchy carbohydrates or, and your other treats. You know what I'm saying? Dude, long are the days where I have sworn off any food or any food group. If I want it, I eat it. But I always start first with my protein and my greens, and then I'm less likely to overdo it in other areas. Moderation. Now, as I've mentioned, Brett and I go out to dinner like probably 3 or 4 nights a week. I know that's kind of crazy. And even when we do that, I still put those same principles into practice. So I first start with like, okay, what on the menu sounds delicious? Is a healthy form of protein, typically lower in fat, but not necessarily. As long as it's higher in protein, I start with that, and then I'll modify the menu. I mean, almost any restaurant you go to, if they've got veggies on there, that's what I ask for instead of whatever it's served on top of it, some kind of starchy vegetable. I usually will skip that and ask if they can saute some spinach for me, or for some of you who like broccolini. I hate broccolini, but like that's a great choice, or asparagus. Mushrooms, or just a green salad. I love ordering wild-caught fish, grass-fed and grass-finished beef. I love a good steak. I freaking love ceviche. And when we do sushi, I typically will just do it sashimi style, which is like, it's just the fish. Sure, sometimes I'll have a roll that's rolled in rice too. That's okay. I mean, for me, it's moderation. I'm thinking about the protein that I get first. Typically, when we're at a nice restaurant, we don't have them bring bread to the table. Instead, what we'll do is have French fries. Like, because we're okay with having French fries a couple times a week, I think it's because we no longer restrict ourselves and say like those are off limits that, you know, we have a couple French fries or more than a couple French fries. Okay, fine. We have a couple handfuls of French fries, but that's okay for us. Like it's about moderation. And even by having French fries a couple times a week, I mean, not like a huge thing. Okay, sometimes it's a huge thing, but you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I'll have like 5 or 6 French fries, they're big. And sometimes I'll eat the whole thing. It's just whatever I'm in the mood for. And for me personally, this form of moderation is much healthier. Okay, like I said, Brett and I go out to dinner quite often. And one thing we love to do is go to places that have really high reviews for their pizzas. And when we do that, I don't want to risk feeling like garbage from gluten. Now, I don't have a celiac disease, but I do find that gluten makes me feel lousy. So I take a couple of capsules of a supplement that's called Gluten Guard. And guess who makes it? Our friends at Bioptimizer. Now that name might sound familiar to you because it's Bioptimizer that I discovered the ultimate magnesium supplement. Just as a reminder, like you are probably deficient in magnesium and there are 7 to 8 different types of magnesium. So if you're going to do a magnesium supplement, you want to get one that's GNP certified. You want to get one that's super high quality and you want one that has like all of the magnesium types in it. So that's how I discovered Bioptimizer. Bioptimizer now, I mean, there's quite a few products that I'm pretty obsessed with, but the Gluten Guard, I know some of you also get inflamed when you have gluten in your diet, try this stuff. It's remarkable. And as a listener of The Chalene Show, Bioptimizers gives you 10% off. So in order to get that, you want to go to this link. I'm going to spell it for you, and it will also be in our show notes. It's buyoptimizers.com/Chalene. Use promo code Chalene. That gets you 10% off. Plus 2 travel-sized bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. But you've got to act fast on that. That's a limited-time offer for Chalene Show listeners only. Go to buyoptimizer.com/Chalene. Again, I love their magnesium. They've got a powdered form, and they have it in capsules. Now, when you go to the website, you might have to like kind of look around for that. But I'm telling you, just go to that link. And if you deal with gluten, that's another great supplement you want to try. But almost everybody is deficient in magnesium. I just sent my parents Bioptimizer capsules, and my dad says it has been a game changer for both his sleep and bathroom breaks. Did you need that much information? You probably didn't. Okay, I apologize. All right, back to the show. Now, you need to know what foods are your trigger foods. So like, if when you have French fries, you can't stop, well, then maybe that's, for me, that would be bread. Like if they bring bread to the table, I'm like, wah, wah. I'm like Cookie Monster with the bread. So, you know, I just don't have it at the table. If I don't have the table, then it's not even a temptation. I would rather have French fries than I would have bread. Unless, of course, I'm in Europe. When we're in Europe, I eat all the bread because breads in Europe are very different than the bread we get here in the United States. Facts. I know you're probably wondering, how much protein do I consume per day? What is my calorie count? What does it look like on a daily basis? And I also told you we would talk about cheat meals. Okay, so let's start with macros. I no longer track my macros. And the reason why I personally do not track my macros anymore is very much because of a principle known as the protein leverage hypothesis. And this hypothesis is often credited to David Rubenheimer and Steven Simpson. And the hypothesis is that when people such as myself are just focused on getting their protein macros in, that you can become so consumed with that that you'll overeat all of your other macros. You'll overeat your carbohydrates. You'll overeat your fats. And that certainly was true for me. I mean, if I hit my macros for my protein each day, I typically was eating way more calories than I needed to, number one. Number two, it became so stressful. Like eating became a math equation. Eating became, I don't know, it took the joy out of it. So about a year and a half ago, I just stopped tracking. So for those of you who want to know how much protein I consume per day, I don't track it anymore, but I think I'm probably over 100 grams of protein most days. And that's appropriate for me. I'm sure there are some days where I don't come close to that. I'm sure there's some days where I'm maybe like 60 and other days maybe I'm over 130, but I don't track it anymore. I really look at my body composition. I focus on protein because I want to build muscle. I also do not count my calories. I do think about my portion sizes. There was a time when Brett and I were going out to dinner and we would order something on the menu and I'm eating just as much as he's eating. And he's, 6'1" and I'm 5'2". Like this makes no sense that we'd be eating the same size portions. So now what I do is whatever comes to my table and, you know, sometimes if you're like me, you've just been conditioned to think like, oh, I need to finish my plate. So now what I do is right when the meal comes, I will give like a little portion over to my husband because I know he always wants more protein. That reduces the size of my portion a little bit, and I'm still going to be completely satisfied and then some. In terms of my calories, as long as my clothes fit nicely and I can tell that my body fat is where I want it to be, I know I'm on track. I rarely weigh myself. In fact, I didn't even realize that over the course of last year, I was like steadily losing weight because I just never weighed myself. I could tell that my clothes were fitting looser. For me, again, weighing myself can dictate my mood. And I don't want to be in a bad mood. Like I don't want to get on a scale and go like, oh, wow, I'm up 2 pounds, so I'm in a bad mood. When it could be water retention, it could be related to, you know, bathroom usage, if you know what I'm saying. It could be related to so many things. It could be related to inflammation. It could be related to my digestion. And so I don't need to get all caught up in what's going on the scale. I know how I feel. I know how my body looks. I have a sense of where my body fat is. And I check my body fat probably every 3 months now. And that works for me. I'm not saying these things necessarily will work for you, but if you are a woman over 35, you really do need to focus on increasing the amount of fiber in your diet and to make sure that you're getting enough protein to build the muscle that you need to improve your metabolism and change your shape. As I said, my husband is an incredible chef. He makes some delicious meals, some of which I shared with you here. If you're interested in seeing some of the ways that he cooks for the two of us, let me know, and I'm sure we can convince him to do like kind of a cooking version for us. And if you're struggling to get enough protein in your diet, I highly recommend the episode that I did. Like, how much protein do you really need? And if you're listening to this episode on your favorite podcasting app, you might want to head over to YouTube, because I always think it's interesting to see what these recipes look like and how they come together. I think you'll enjoy that. And by the way, thank you so much for leaving a 5-star review wherever it is you listen to the podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.